Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hello, my friend. I am officially back at work after taking a month off, and I am so excited to be back at work. I am so happy to be here and to be talking to you again. And one of the first things I did was I shared on Instagram stories and asked the question, what questions do you have about me taking a month off? And huge thank you to everyone who responded to that because it created this podcast episode, which is the lessons I learned from taking 1 month off and how I prepared for that. So thank you for asking those questions because we get to dive in today. And I also wanted to say a huge thank you to everyone who sent me an email, who sent me a message on Instagram, thinking and praying about me when I was going through surgery and recovery. I appreciate each and every one of those. I thank you so much for your support during this time. It's meant so much to me. And thank you for your support of me sharing my story as well. It's meant a lot to hear your stories and your support. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I also want to give a huge shout out to the few people, well, there's lots of people, but a few people very specifically who supported me in my business as I was taking this time off. And so the first person is the podcast editor who makes everything sound wonderful on this podcast. Her name is Suzanne, and she is a huge support of myself and my team, and we get things out to you on a weekly basis, and it's because of her. So Suzanne, thank you for all of your hard work. And another person is my right-hand lady, Jess. She is wonderful and really helped me prepare for taking this time off and ensured that everything went smoothly when I was off. So Jess, thank you so much, not only for your help, but for all of your words of encouragement as well. And a huge shout out to my amazing husband, Michael. He is wonderful. He, of course, took care of me as I was recovering and going through surgery and recovery, but also before when I was really like in my head about taking the time off and trying to get way too much done before surgery. He was really supportive and patient. And so, Michael, if you're listening, thank you so much. So first up, I want to share a very quick update on my health. So overall, everything went successful. The surgery was quick and easy and successful. And so there were a few more biopsies taken, and I am still very much cancer-free, which is so wonderful to have that confirmed yet again. And there's some things I need to look out for, but going forward, I know what to look out for, and we have more colonoscopies on the schedule. But fortunately, I don't have to have them as frequent as I thought I would. So that's really exciting. And the hemorrhoids were taken care of. And so I am so happy that that worked out. But that was the tougher part of recovery. So it's still going. You know, it's still one of those things. It's a little bit of a longer recovery than we all thought, but it is going very, very well. So thank you again for all of your thoughts. And as I got back into working and really, you know, taking a step back from all of the work and then getting back in, I thought this would be a really interesting podcast episode to really highlight. And it was funny because when I thought of this, I made a list of like, okay, I think I'll talk about these few things. But then when I asked you what your questions were, they were different. And your questions are way more important and better than mine, so I'm going with your questions. But how interesting it was for me to think about what I would have shared versus me asking you, my audience, who really listens, right? I asked you what you wanted and it was different. So please take that into consideration when you're thinking about creating your content as you create, whether it's podcast episodes or blog posts or social media content. Think about asking your audience what they want. Not everyone is going to respond. I know sometimes it's very frustrating when you post something or ask the question and you don't get any responses. I totally get that. But the more you ask your audience and actually use their suggestions, the more people will respond. So I promise, just keep going, because it was really impactful to see the differences in the questions. So when I got all these questions, they really came through in three buckets. The first category was really about tactically how I did this. How did I take a month off? And very specifically, how did I get back into work mode? So tactically, how I managed to take it off is I planned. That is the answer for sure, is I planned. Now, I had the luxury of planning for a while. So I knew back in late May, early June, that I was going to have to take off the month of November. So that was really me giving myself lots of time, basically 6 months, to plan for taking that time off. Now, if you're planning a vacation, you can do that. If you have an emergency come up, you don't have that luxury. But I was able to do that. And so I communicated with my team. I blocked my calendar. I looked ahead at what revenue I needed to make, and I made a plan for making that revenue. So I had to do things a little differently, but really I had the time in which to do that. So another thing that I did when I came up with a plan was really I came up with what I'm calling the ideal plan. And we all know how that works out, because nothing works in life like we think it's going to. And so I made this long list of all these things that I wanted to get done before surgery. And spoiler alert, they did not all happen. Our life does not run like that. We have to think and know that life is not going to be perfect and we're not going to be able to get everything done. So I stressed out about it because my surgery was moved up and I actually lost 4 work days, which was like quite a bit stressful at the end. But really when it came down to it, I was able to look at my plan and say, what needs to get done? There's a lot on this list that I just want to get done. And so I was really able to identify, here's what must be done and here's the nice to haves. And the nice to haves just didn't get done. So that is very tactically how I was able to do it. But then the questions that came through, which were so cool, which are more about how in the world I got back into business mode. And so the very cool answer that I get to share with you is that it's a system. It's a tool. This is one thing that I can teach you how to use in your business, and I'm so excited about it. And I would have never thought to talk about this on this podcast episode because it came so naturally and easy to me. And that's what I want you to remember. The things that come really easy and natural to you, you probably don't even think about, but it's probably what your audience wants to hear. And so the way in which I was able to very easily, like when I say very easy, it was like not a problem at all to ease back into business mode is because I use a project management tool. So when I say project management tool or system, whichever word I choose to use, I feel like I interchange them. It is a system. So there are tons of these that you can Google and find project management tool or system, and you'll find tons of them. I'll tell you the one I use, but find the one that works for you. I use a system called ClickUp. I have links to all of this in my show notes. And I use this, and basically what a project management system or tool is a place where you can put a task assigned to a date. So what I did is I assigned myself very few things on the first day I was back. It seems very simple because it is. But if you don't have a tool in place, you're going to have a massive to-do list on that first day back, and you're going to feel overwhelmed. I did not feel overwhelmed because I knew I didn't have to do everything. Everything was in my project management system, and I knew it would tell me to do it on a specific day. So it was very, very easy for me to come back into work, and I set my expectations as realistic as I could. I mean, I'm not great at this all the time because I think like I can just jump back in and do all the things. I couldn't. On my first day back, it was a half day. Let's get really honest with that. Like I eased back in with half the time and it was still difficult. But I did a little bit each day and now I'm doing more, right? So you also have to set your expectations, but it's really setting those dates. So me coming back to work was very, very easy because I woke up, I came back to work, and my project management tool told me the things I needed to do, and I didn't overextend myself that first day or second or third day, right? You really have to ease back in. And so lots of people were asking like how I felt when I was coming back to work. And it was interesting. And that's how I know that so many people would feel stressed and overwhelmed to come back. And you've probably experienced this. This I have experienced many times myself. When I was back in corporate, I remember dreading going back after vacation because I knew email would be crazy. I knew there would just be too many things on my task list. But I did not know the key, which is assigning dates to things. Because if you don't see it on your to-do list, it's not overwhelming. You know it's there on another day. It's just not there. So I, during this experience, was really reminded that not one time did I feel overwhelmed coming back to work. And that was the majority of what people asked me. How overwhelmed are you? How stressed are you coming back? How bad was your email inbox? How bad was all of these things? And the answer was, it wasn't bad. I had a lot of emails. Let me be clear about that. But my system for cleaning it up was really simple. And so it wasn't that hard. So the next category was mentally. How did I handle taking time off from a job that I really love? And so to take a month off was odd. What I realized, it really wasn't even realized. What was confirmed is that I have no desire to stop working. I love working. I love what I do. I was very excited to come back. But it was a great experience. It was a great experience to test this out, to see if I could take a month off. And the answer is yes, I can. And it was a really neat experience, although it was very odd. To not work for a month was this is the first time in my entire adult life that I have had a month where I didn't work. And it was weird. It was really, really weird. And so I would say that's the best word to describe it, but it was a great exercise for sure. So another question, which I love, is did I manage to completely switch off from business stuff during my break? And the answer is absolutely not. I laugh saying that, but the good news is I didn't actually do any work. For 3 weeks, I realized I took a month off, and I'll tell you why it was 3 weeks in a moment. But for 3 weeks, I did not do any work. Now, the reason I'm saying no, I didn't switch off from work completely is because I still thought about it. As an entrepreneur who loves what I do, just like you love what you do, you can't switch off creative ideas. You can't switch off thoughts about work when you love it so, so much. So I didn't completely switch off from it, but I did not take action with any of those thoughts. What I did was I simply put a note in my phone if I wanted to remember something. So if I had an idea like, oh, maybe I should explore this, or this is a good content idea or whatever, I just put a note in my phone and I knew I'd come back to it when I got back to work. Now, I said week three. So here's the thing. There has been a project that has been hanging on my brain for a long time. And it's a simple project, but I didn't have the capacity to really think it through. And I told myself, if I feel creative enough after a few weeks at no less than two, that if I felt creative enough that I'd pick up my computer and actually work on that one project. And so during week three, I really thought, I think I'm ready. And so I picked up my computer and actually turned it on for the first time mid-week three and worked on that project for a few hours, which I was so happy to actually get done. It had nothing to do with logging into email. I didn't have to get into my project management tool at all. The only thing I had to do was open up a Google Doc, which I had already created, and Canva. And so those two things allowed me to stay separate from everything else. And so it was really simple. And I got it done. I was so excited. So it's one of those projects that it didn't really take that long, but I needed the creative space to think about it. So that's what I did week three. And then week four was Thanksgiving. So it was a nice break anyway. And so now I'm back into it. Another great question was, how hard was it to not check email or Boxer or any of the messaging ways that clients message me? And the answer was, it was not hard at all. Which is funny because I love work and I love communicating with people. But the reality is I set myself up for success. So I logged out of email. I logged out of Instagram. I did not check Voxer. These are things that I did not allow myself to do. So I didn't have the app open on my phone. And the reason is because I can't trust myself if it's there. So why set myself up for failure? And so I logged out. Like, I know this seems really, really simple, but the reality is if you know, like me, that it's a problem that I will open email or that I'll open Instagram, like, log out. You have the ability to log out. And so that's what I did. I just logged out. So it wasn't hard because I didn't have access. And so I just kind of like set myself up for true success with that. And it just wasn't difficult. So while I did think about work, it wasn't like I wasn't thinking about it, but I didn't take the action. So I really hope that that's empowering for you because you have control over that just like I did. So this was a great, great question that I loved so much. And I really thought about it a lot once I read this one. And the question is, how did you find the trust that your business would be okay so you could focus on your health? And this, my friend, is really hard to have complete trust that all things were going to be fine is very difficult. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I had complete trust. Like there was worry, but the reality is I did everything in my power. When I work with clients, I say, I want you to do everything that you can do. We cannot control the outcome. Like we are not in control of it, but we are in control of everything we can do leading up to the outcome, whether it's a launch, a time off, whatever it is. What I want everyone to do, including myself, is get to the end of the project or whatever it is, knowing you did everything you could. And so I knew I did everything I could. There's nothing more I could have done. I prioritized correctly. I did everything. So I had to just trust that it was going to be okay. And so that's what I did. And the other part of it was the prep and knowing what I do consistently. So like it was very easy for me to prep and to keep things being consistent because I am unbelievably consistent in my business in terms of what I do on a regular week. So it's not a surprise. Like I didn't have to guess like, oh, how many podcast episodes do I need to record? Like it was very clear how many I needed to record in order to take a month off. And so I can trust my systems. I can trust my processes. And so therefore I could trust that things would be consistent. And if things are consistent, hopefully revenue is consistent, right? And so whatever you've built, that's what you trust more. You trust what you've built, you trust your systems, your processes, and then you learn from it. So I also knew that. I knew no matter what the outcome is, I will learn and I will implement even better after. So like I get to take the lessons forward and figure out like, okay, I can even do this better next time. And so to trust, like how did I trust my business was going to be okay? I trusted that I could only control what I can control and everything I did, I just, you know, moved the needle forward and trusted that I did everything I could do in order to take that month off. And I just had to let go at that point. And I know it was like, the quicker I get better, the quicker I can get back to work. But if I try and force myself to work, then it's going to prolong recovery. So that's how I did that with my specific circumstance. So now it's time to dig into even more of the lessons that I learned. So one person asked me, what was your biggest challenge and what was your biggest joy? And I thought that was so cool. Great question to ask. So the biggest challenge for me, there's actually two of them. And I realize you asked me for one, but I'm going to give you two because that was the reality. Number one, this is not a surprise, but giving myself permission of what enough was before surgery, before I took the time off. That was very, very hard. And I think that it's always going to be hard for me. I'm always going to have a list that's a little bit too long. I'm always going to try and push myself to do a little bit more than I think I can do. Like, I think that's just part of my personality. I'm trying to get better about it. But that's the reality of it. That was hard. That was a very hard thing to do. But I thankfully had the support of like talking to other people. And they're like, does that really have to get done? And the answer was, no, it doesn't. And so that was a really big challenge for me. And the other part was as soon as I started to feel a little bit better, I was thinking, should I be working? And I realized I have a habit of working because I love working so much. And so just catching that was a really interesting, maybe I shouldn't even say it was a challenge. It was just something to note is that I realized, okay, I have a habit, more of a habit of working, of getting up and I have a routine. So that was a little bit of a challenge. But my biggest joy was knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I can take a month off now, because it happened. It is proven. I paid myself. I was able to continue on with business. All things worked out okay. Nothing went down in flames. So now I can't wait to do this for fun. It's going to be great. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it is. So then it's all about the lessons. So everyone was like, what did you learn? Which I love so much. And you know, I did some reflecting on this. And so while there are lots of lessons, and I'm sure I'm going to continue to learn more, at this point, I really boiled it down to four things that I learned through this process. Number one is streamlining processes. So I'm a big fan of creating SOPs, so standard operating procedures, in business. I've worked with some clients on this. If you're a client of mine or want to be a client of mine and ask me about this, please do, because I love it. And what you do is you really create standard operating procedures for specific things in your business. For example, this podcast. This is not a guess that we do every week of like, what needs to happen in order for this to be a successful podcast episode? No, there's a project plan that gets duplicated each week. And so it's very clear what has to happen. I use the podcast example because in this process of taking a month off, I realized that there was one thing that I don't need to be doing related to the podcast that was actually slowing things down. And so I was able to streamline a process because I took myself out of it. For a whole month, I am not present. And so there was one piece of the puzzle that I had not let go of. And I realized that doesn't need to be happening. I don't need to be doing that anymore. So I figured out a way for it to not be a bottleneck in that process. So that was really exciting. I'm super excited that we've already implemented it. It's done and I'll keep monitoring it, but all things look like it worked out just fine. Another thing that I really learned, and I've never done this before, is I tested an idea while I was gone. So I have had this idea for a while to add in an extra email. So I send one email a week. I've thought about making it two, but I wasn't sure exactly how to do it, if people were going to respond well to getting another email. And so I thought, I'm just going to take this opportunity to see if I do it during the time that I'm gone, I'll schedule them all out and see what happens. And the great news is, my open rate stayed the same. It was so exciting. So I tested an idea while I was gone. It was wonderful because I had a month of data. So that was really, really helpful to do. And I've never thought to do that before. So that was something that was really nice. Another thing that I learned is that I love, 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 and I already knew this, but this was confirmed. Partnerships are one of my favorite things. And admittedly, in the last, I'd say, year or so, I was really focused. I was publishing my book and getting on a lot of podcasts. And so I did not prioritize partnerships as much as I would love to do. Towards the end of this year, I really started to prioritize that more because I had more time to do that. And so partnerships were super helpful during this month off, which was really interesting. So I'm considering partnerships and affiliate like collaborations, one in the same right now. Because several of the partnerships and affiliate collaborations happened in November, like late October, early November. This was not planned out. I did not think it was going to happen exactly like this, but a few things shifted. And it just so happened that things happened when I was gone. And so it was really interesting. First and foremost, I partner and collaborate with awesome people. So not one of the people that I had to shift things with, not one of them was upset. And so I told them, like, here's what's happening. I'm having surgery. Here's what we can do about it. It was awesome. It was amazing. So partnerships, not only do I love them, I really have selected and collaborated with great people who were really helpful. And so during the time that I was actually away and not working, I actually grew my email list from one partnership by 400 people, which was pretty remarkable. And several affiliate like collaborations happened, especially because of Black Friday. But because I scheduled things out, I actually made affiliate commissions that are going to come through in December, which are going to help my December numbers because of all of that affiliate commissions that will come in from November. incredible things. And so partnerships are huge. It's something I want to make very prominent in my planning for 2024 because it was so much fun. And yes, it built my business, but it was also so fun to collaborate with people and to partner with amazing, amazing other businesses. So that was something that I really loved. And then the last lesson was that planning ahead with revenue really works. Now, this is not a new revelation here, but the cool part is that some people ask this, but not very many, which was really interesting. I kind of thought there'd be more questions about revenue, but some people ask, like, Amanda, did you pay yourself when you were off in November? And the answer is yes. Now, revenue is weird this year for me, especially these last few months, because of what I had to do, because I couldn't have any coaching calls in November. So I had to shift things. Like, what am I going to do in October? How is this going to work? Like, how am I going to do this? And all things worked out. And I was actually able to bring in $4,000 extra to carry into November without having any coaching calls on the schedule. And it was really neat to experience this. And $4,000 may be nothing to you and it may be huge. I don't know. But the reality is, it was an interesting thing to bring in that amount of money when I could not have a coaching call at all. And I don't have anything like a membership anymore. So I have really shifted my business model, and I wasn't really sure how to do this, but I was like, I'm going to test a few ideas and see how it works. And it really worked out to where I could plan ahead and still support my clients and take the break. Now, if you're working with me, you know, I did not talk to you in November. And anyone who I'm not working with, like, just know, I did not talk to any client during November at all. So it's not like I promised them anything behind the scenes because I knew I needed to focus on my health, but I was able to do a few things in October to support them and then pick back up in December. So it was really an experience that I will take this lesson learning like so far because it was so, so helpful to be able to pay myself even when I wasn't working with a coaching model that is typically one-on-one. So another question that I just love so much, several people asked, which is, has this had you thinking about taking more breaks? And the answer is absolutely yes. I cannot wait to take more breaks. I've thought about this and I don't know how it's going to work in terms of taking another month off. I don't know if I'll do a full month next year or if I'll do 2 weeks and 2 weeks. Simply because I could spread it out a little bit more and 2 weeks would be so nice in like the summer and then 2 weeks in the winter or fall sometime. So I'm thinking either a full month off or two and two, but eventually I'd love to take another month off sometime. And I'd also like to take a weekday off every single quarter. Now that's not that much, like I could take this already, but very intentionally, like schedule it and actually take 1 weekday off once a quarter and hopefully get a massage or do something that I really love that I don't do very often. So that's something I definitely want to do and build into because it was so nice to take a break. And very specifically, it was really nice on days that typically, like I didn't go very many places, but like one day we did get, my husband and I did go get a massage and it was so nice to do it on like a random day that it was very easy to schedule because it wasn't a weekend. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is the benefit. I run this business so that I can have this time, flexibility and freedom, yet I don't exercise it that often. So I want to make sure that that is something that I actually do. So after listening to all of this, your takeaway, your next step after listening is to create a business that you can walk away from. I want you to start now. You can't do this overnight, but you can definitely get inspired by something that I said and say, I'm going to do that in my business. And I don't know what it is for you, but I absolutely want you to create a business that you can take time away from, knowing very specifically, knowing that when you come back, it's not going to suck really bad. Because that's what I got from these questions. It's actually not taking the time off that's probably that difficult. It's coming back and feeling overwhelmed, feeling guilty for taking the time off. That's what you're really honing in on. And so I want to help you not feel guilty. I want to help you not feel overwhelmed. And that's something that I really want you to think about. And so I want you to take this time to think about what is it that you want to streamline in your business so that you can take that time off. What are the things that would really bug you if you decided to take time off or had to take time off for something? What are the things that are like, but I would really need to do this? Come up with a system that would help you. And if you feel stuck, I really want you to take me up on this. If you feel stuck, I want you to go to my website and fill out a form to get a free clarity plan. And I will help you create the first few steps of what you can do. And then if you want to work together, of course there's options, but I can give you the first few steps to get you started. So all you have to do is go to my website. It's amandamckinney.com/clarity, and you can get a free clarity plan. All you have to do is fill out this form. You're going to submit it, and within 5 business days, I'll give you the free clarity plan in your email. And it's so fun. I've already been doing these. This is something I implemented before I went on the month off. And once I got back, that was one of the first things I did was I created those plans for people and have already been sending them. It's been a phenomenal experience. And so I'd love to help you too. But regardless of whether you take me up on the free plan or not, I want you to think about how you can implement in your business so that you can take some time off, especially now it's holiday time. So take some time off. And until next time, give yourself permission to take that time off and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.